Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Spotify reported its active users grew 29% in Q2 to 299 million. Paying users for the premium plan grew 27% year over year to 138 million. Spotify forecasts those numbers should hit 312 to 317 million in Q3 with 140 million paying users. Spotify losses increased from 76 million euros to a loss of 356 million euros despite the increased users. A large portion of the loss was attributed to payroll taxes spurred by increased stock price. Podcast advertising rose, and Spotify reported 21% of its users listen to podcasts now on the platform. AMD expects 2020 revenue to grow by 32% based on a continuing surge in chip demand as more people work from home. Q2 sales for AMD rose 26% on strong demand for Ryzen and EPYC chips. AMD reported earnings per share of 13 cents. Revenue from computing and graphics, which includes sales of graphics chips to data centers, rose 45%. Bloomberg and Reuters sources report Google and Samsung are discussing a revenue-sharing deal that would see Samsung prioritize the Play Store and Google Assistant over Samsung's App Store and Bixby. Samsung has resisted this in the past, but may be more receptive as its smartphone sales decline and it seeks other ways to monetize its market share. Form's Smart Swim Goggles has updated its firmware to add support for open water data like stroke rate, elapsed time, and other outdoor swimming info. Users with an Apple Watch Series 3 or later or a recent Garmin watch can integrate GPS-based metrics and heart rate data as well. The update is available now for the Form Smart Swim Goggles, which sell for $199. The U.S. House Antitrust Subcommittee called Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, Apple CEO Tim Cook, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and Alphabet and Google CEO Sundar Pichai to assemble and discuss their market power. In opening statements, Google's Pichai argues it exists in a highly competitive market that benefits the average American. Amazon's Bezos emphasizes job creation and supporting small business. Apple's Cook claims Apple does not have dominant market share and has opened the gates for more developers with its App Store. And Facebook's Zuckerberg says it has more to do fighting disinformation, but argues Facebook has made products it has acquired better and safer. Universal Pictures and AMC Theaters have agreed to reduce the 90-day exclusive theatrical window for some movies. This multi-year agreement lets Universal rent out digital copies of its movies to customers for around $20, 17 days after they first appear in theaters. AMC will get a share of that digital revenue and can rent out the movies on its own online service. It's expected that major blockbusters like Jurassic Park would still have the 90-day theatrical run, while mid-tier movies, comedies, etc., might move to online rentals sooner. Not all theaters may play along, though. Cineworld CEO Mookie Greidinger told Deadline, quote, "We do not see any business sense in this model." TikTok CEO Kevin Mayer published an 800-word defense of the company, which has been accused of having ties to the Chinese government, has been shut down in India, and is under investigation in the U.S. and other countries. Mayer says shutting down TikTok would leave Americans with fewer choices. Mayer wrote, Quote, let's focus our energies on fair and open competition in service of our consumers rather than maligning attacks by our competitor, namely Facebook, disguised as patriotism and designed to put an end to our very presence in the U.S. Mayer also announced TikTok has launched a transparency and accountability center for moderation and data practices that will let experts view how TikTok's algorithm works and how moderation is conducted in real time. Reuters sources say that investors who are interested in buying TikTok away from the Chinese parent company ByteDance value TikTok at $50 billion. The sources say ByteDance has received acquisition proposals from its own investors, including Sequoia and General Atlantic. ByteDance has supposedly valued TikTok at more than $50 billion. ByteDance as a whole was valued at $140 billion earlier this year. Finally, Turkey's parliament passed a law that will require a social media company with more than 1 million Turkish users to have local offices and comply with requests to remove content. Punishments would include fines and cuts of bandwidth of up to 95%. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.